Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live here on 1010 Winds right now is Congresswoman Grace Meng, talking from the 6th District of New York, which is in Queens. And welcome. Thank you for joining us here on 1010 Winds.
Thank you for having me.
What are your thoughts on the possibility of the schools closing, as you just heard here on 1010 Winds? That's happening in Westchester, apparently imminent in New Jersey. There's been some pushback from the mayor, but some opposition at the same time. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I am speaking as a local elected official, as one of many elected officials who represent over 1 million students in the public school system here. I'm also speaking as a parent, a working mom of two young kids in our New York City public schools. I am getting inundated by calls and outreach by local parents, local elected officials, and kids, obviously, who are scared. They're literally scared to go to school or to send their children to school. We have seen, as you mentioned a little, neighboring school districts as close as Long Island, Nassau County, closing down schools, and everyone is wondering what is going to happen in New York City.
And Congresswoman, when you get those concerns, those worries, those calls, how do you forward them to city officials, the mayor in particular, who's saying he has a valid reason, saying we're talking about child care and also proposing that they can further make the schools even safer during this outbreak?
Well, that is definitely a valid concern. We are getting input from all sorts of mediums, from social media. We've done a poll on Twitter. We're getting phone calls. We're getting emails. I'm getting personal texts from parents that I know. Look, there's definitely arrangements that have to be put in place. We saw recently the 1199, the union for so many of our health workers who are literally taking care of American lives right here in New York City. Voice support for a responsible and manageable school closure plan. And so there needs to be a plan in place. And if there is one that is being made, we hope that it is being made expeditiously.
What are you telling, though, parents and caregivers? I mean, we'll have a brand new school day tomorrow, and Friday there was lower attendance. What are you saying with that in mind? I mean, there was some talk of an unofficial sick out. It looks like it may be sort of a phantom closing of schools, no matter what is decided.
Well, we have to see what continues to happen if schools are not closed. As of Friday, like you mentioned, there were some classrooms that were maybe one quarter or one third of the students weren't there. There are now teachers who don't live in New York City but might live in Nassau County, for example. Now their schools are closed and they might have kids that they have to stay home and take care of. So we'll have to see if teachers are going to be absent. But every minute counts. You know, every day that goes by, people are just more and more stressed.
Congresswoman, please stay in touch with us here in 1010 Winds. Congresswoman Grace Meng, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
From the 6th District, which of course is located in Queens.